Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Just some really quick updates with what's going on with me. I just had a really nice Easter. I always stress out like crazy before hosting something at my house, but as usual, it all worked out and we had a really great day. So it was really fun. I have a few really young nieces and nephews still. So they were hunting for eggs, and especially they always are excited for to find out who's going to get the golden one because I put some money in there and extra candy, and that was really fun. So it was really nice, but I'm also glad it's over because now I don't have to stress about getting ready for it. And then something that I'm really loving right now, which I feel like I may have already shared this. I'm getting really bad at remembering what I've already shared, but I'm still loving this anyway. So I guess I can share it again. We've been doing occasional happy hours at different restaurants, just me and my husband. It's just really fun to just kind of try like a restaurant without having to spend a ton of money. And we kind of have been finding some that have like maybe like a weekend one that's like maybe, you know, in the late afternoon. We did a couple of weekday ones, but it was just nice to kind of get to feel like we're going out to eat. But it was for like a lesser cost because they usually have some pretty good specials and you could just get like a couple appetizers and maybe a couple drinks, things like that. So we've been really liking that. And I keep searching for like different ones in the area to kind of figure out like who has the best one or like what the different ones are so that we can kind of try out a variety of places. So that's definitely been really fun and I've really been liking that. So for today's episode, today we're going to be talking about growing your savings, practical tips for growing your savings. So I think when we talk about growing our savings, it's really important to remember that any amount counts. Even adding $5 to your savings account does count as growing your savings. Sometimes we don't bother to save because we feel like the amount we're able to save is not significant enough to even bother. But small amounts add up, and it's always better to have a little bit more than you had. So when you focus on your savings, even if you're able to put small amounts away, you'll see that those amounts can really have a big impact over time. And it feels good to put money into savings. So even if it's small amounts, you still feel a little bit of accomplishment every time you do it, and it gives you motivation to do a little bit more when you're able to. So one of the first tips I have for increasing your savings is really to track your spending. By tracking your spending, you really gain insight into your daily habits and understand the impact that expenses have over time, especially those ones that seem small. Those little small lunch bills can really add up when you realize how much you have spent on lunch over the course of a week or two. So really understanding where your money goes often lets you find opportunities to put a little bit aside for things that are more important to you. And it also lets you see that you might not be able to afford certain things that you have been spending money on. So you can try and cut back on those things. And again, that'll potentially get you more money that you can save. So when we really look at what's coming in and out, it really can make for better spending decisions, which can lead to more opportunities to save. Another tip, of course, is to have a budget that works for you. Without a budget, it's so easy to lose track of your expenses. And as some people do feel that a budget is too restricting, I have to say it's really one of the best tools to help you grow your savings, because when you look at your income and expenses and do the best you can to allocate some of that money for savings, it can kind of just build it into part of your practice. Not that the savings just becomes an afterthought, but that it's actually built into your budget and you can plan for it. And while it can definitely be difficult to fit savings into your budget at first, once you really start to watch where your money's going, you can often find little ways to save here and there. And when you do that budget, what's really important is to make sure to plan for irregular expenses, such as like annual memberships or insurance policies, if you have maybe quarterly tax payments or any other expenses that occur at random times over the year. Some of those things might be like birthday gifts, car repairs, home maintenance. All of those types of expenses you really have to be careful about, and maybe even consider setting up some sinking funds to save for those items each week. I have other episodes on sinking funds if you want to learn more about that, but basically all it is a separate savings where you save up for expenses that you know are going to happen later in the year, but they're just not part of like a weekly budget, because those are the things that can really cause you to have to dip into your savings if you're not planning for them, when suddenly you realize you have an annual insurance bill due, or you just got hit with an annual warehouse membership, or whatever the cost may be. If you can plan for those things and save up for them every week, that really allows you more opportunity to save, because you don't have to take money out of everything you saved each time one of those things comes up because you weren't planning for it. Cutting impulse purchases is a big one too. They can really blow your budget and have a negative impact on your ability to save money. So really try to be mindful of unnecessary spending. Really take time to think about a purchase that you don't really need. Consider doing something like implementing a 30-day rule. That's where you wait 30 days before buying something to avoid impulse spending. But you can even do it for shorter amounts of time, like 24 to 48 hours can have a really big impact on reducing the amount of impulse spending you're going to make. A lot of times after just a day passes, that kind of initial excitement wears off and you'll realize that you don't really need the thing that you were about to buy on a whim. And another tip to avoid impulse spending too is to really try to avoid the trap influenced by social media. There's so many influencers out there trying to sell you on products because they say they love it, but they're also earning a commission on it. And while they might love it, they are definitely a little bit biased because they're earning a commission. And whether they truly love the item or not, if you end up purchasing something that you never thought you wanted or needed before you saw what they were showing you, it can definitely have a negative impact on the money you have left for savings. Another tip is to really watch what you're spending on food. So of course, meal planning is a great way to reduce food waste. If you purchase food that you're not going to eat, you're essentially throwing money in the trash. So try not to purchase something that you think you might make. Purchase items that you specifically have planned to make for a meal. This way, you know the food's going to get used and your money will not be wasted. $5 spent on a head of lettuce that ends up in the trash could have been $5 sent to your savings account. So really be strategic at the grocery store by sticking to your shopping list and really be mindful of making those impulse item purchases that can be so easy to make when you're just walking through the grocery store and see something on sale or just kind of grab something that you didn't really plan to get. Because food expenses can really create a big hit to your budget if you're not careful. Often just by being intentional about the food you purchase and how you're going to use it can have a really big immediate impact on your budget. Also, another food-related one is to reduce restaurant spending. Eating homemade meals is so much less expensive than eating out at a restaurant. I read a stat by Forbes that said eating at a restaurant is generally 5 times more expensive than eating at home. And when I thought about that, I'm like, that probably sounds pretty accurate and might even be more sometimes because I thought about it. And if my family of five eats out, not always, but we've definitely had times where we've spent over $200 for the five of us on one meal, and we're not going to fancy restaurants. That's like Cheesecake Factory or Carrabba's or just like a regular chain type restaurant. You know, maybe we'll get like a couple appetizers. We don't even usually get drinks, but it adds up to take a family out to dinner, a family of adults. My kids are all, my youngest is 18. So it's basically like 5 adults going out. So yeah, we've definitely spent over $200. And that's kind of the amount that I usually spend for an entire week of groceries. So that just shows you, you know, if you really think about how much you're spending on one meal, if you're really trying to save and you do go out a lot, that definitely can be one area that you can cut back on. You know, going out to restaurants definitely can be a fun treat occasionally, but if you're really trying to increase your savings, cutting back on eating out is a pretty easy way to save. if that is something, like I said, that you do more often. If you have a night that you really just can't cook a meal and you still want to save money, consider lower cost takeout options. Pick it up yourself or use a restaurant that does their own delivery. Skip the DoorDash or Uber Eats. They are so much more expensive than taking a trip to get it yourself. The fees that they charge and the upcharges on their food are just, I feel like it almost seems like it's like double to me. I honestly don't do it myself, but my older kids do. And I just am shocked by the amount of money that they'll spend. Like, my daughter had a Chipotle bowl ordered or delivered the other day, and I think she said it was like $26, like, for one Chipotle bowl. And I just thought that is just crazy. So really watch the money that you spend on those things. Another tip I have is to use cashback reward credit cards. So cashback reward cards can be a great way to earn money that can be put directly into savings, but they're not for everybody. If you struggle to track your budget and spending and you're not sure that you can pay the balance off in full to avoid interest charges, then cashback rewards won't be worth it to you. But if you know that you're disciplined enough to put the money aside to pay your card in full when it becomes due, then credit card rewards can be a really great way to put a little bit of money aside into your savings. Make sure you're using a card that gets you the best rewards related to the spending that you do. For example, certain cards pay higher for groceries while others give more for gas or travel and entertainment. So use one that will get you the most cash back based on your spending habits. Another tip is to automate transfers to your savings. Setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings account is really a great way to just have the money go straight to your savings without ever even seeing it. And that makes it so much easier to just have it happen. Consistently putting even a small amount of money into your savings account will really help you build those balances over time. I even just like to randomly send an extra $10 or $25 or even $5 over to my emergency fund or other savings accounts if I see that we have a little bit of money that we're going to come in under budget for a week. It's just kind of fun to just send like a little bit of money over to an account, and it makes you feel like you're just making a little bit more, building that savings just a little bit more, and it just feels good to do that. And then, of course, you want to set specific goals. It's really difficult to stay motivated to save if you don't have specific goals in mind. Defining clear savings goals is really important. Whether it's an emergency fund, a vacation, or a down payment, having specific targets really motivates you to save consistently. And it can be really rewarding to track your progress as your savings grows. Another tip is to try to find less expensive ways to have fun. There's so many ways to enjoy your life and have fun with minimal cost if you really need to cut back on expenses so that you can save a little bit more. We love going to the library. I've said that a few times before just in my little life updates or things I'm loving right now. But, you know, going to the library can be really fun to just pick up some books on random topics that you might happen to find interesting. Libraries have things like puzzles and other things like that you can borrow. That is something that you might be able to enjoy. There are free events. I love finding free events on Facebook. I'm sure there's other ways to find them too, but that's kind of my go-to way. We love finding art shows, craft shows, flea markets, food truck events, and there's so many other things. We even went to a blueberry festival last summer. That was really fun. You can visit a park. Maybe you can find one that you haven't been to before. Just going for a walk through a park and just enjoying the fresh air can be a really nice way to break up the day. Farmers markets are great. We went to a large local farmers market near us for the first time last year and had such a nice time. They not only have local produce and plants, but they had so many other local vendors selling everything from candles to spices to skincare. So it was so much fun, and it really didn't cost us anything except for the couple of little things that we purchased. But if you can control your impulse spending, it can be a fun, free time. Just look around to see what's available in your area that you haven't taken advantage of yet. You'll usually be able to find something. And as always, don't be discouraged by setbacks. There are times when we may be doing great with our savings until something happens that requires us to pull a significant amount out of our savings. Maybe you have to empty that vacation savings account because of a large medical bill, because you didn't have enough of an emergency fund to cover it. Those things happen to all of us, so don't let that discourage you from starting right back up again. Think of how the situation would have been if you didn't have that savings to pull from. You're always going to be better off if you focus on putting some money aside towards savings goals. And again, don't forget, small changes can really lead up to significant savings over time. Putting money into savings consistently really helps you build good financial habits. And when you see your accounts growing, even if it's slowly, you will really feel encouraged to add just a little bit more when you're able to. So those are my practical tips for growing your savings. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you get a little bit motivated to put a little bit more money into your savings accounts. And that's it for today. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week.
So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.